Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today.
If we're going to find a way out of the current pandemic, the answer may come through technology. Already, we've turned to tech to share life-saving health practices across the globe, to ramp up production of medical equipment, and to accelerate vaccine research. Looking ahead, we'll be counting on the next generation of computer scientists, engineers, and coders to keep the world healthy and functioning. And women must be part of building that new world. After all, women have always been pioneers in tech, since the 1800s when Ada Lovelace envisioned the very first computer, to the 1950s when Grace Hopper helped develop COBOL, the first standardized programming language, to the rocket scientists and AI creators of today. But tech does have a major gender gap. Only 24% of computer scientists today are women, a drop from 1995 when that rate was 37%. Fortunately, there's an amazing organization that's helping to shrink that gap. Today, we talked to Reshma Soojani, the founder of Girls Who Code, which is building the next generation of coders and computer scientists. Now, one of the mantras of the tech world is fail fast, fail often. That's how you learn and how you succeed. So it's no wonder that Reshma Soojani decided to create a tech organization for girls. Reshma's motto is embrace failure, something she's done throughout her life, whether when applying to Yale Law School and failing on her first two attempts, the third worked, or conducting a vigorous but unsuccessful campaign for U.S. Congress, the first Indian-American woman to do so. Reshma's time on the campaign trail exposed her to classrooms where she saw the lack of girls in computer science courses. She learned that the biggest drop-off in girls' interest in computer science happened between the ages of 13 and 17. So Reshma set out to reverse this decline and to open new doors for women everywhere. Girls Who Code has clubs that teach girls to use computer science to change the world, with 8,500 programs around the globe. And Girls Who Code is definitely moving the needle. Its alumni go on to major in computer science at least 15 times the national average. We spoke with Reshma about the amazing work of Girls Who Code, and here's what she had to say.
Well, I would say I was a weird person to have started Girls Who Code because I wasn't a coder. And when I was running for office in 2010, I would go into computer science classes and robotics labs, and I would just see like lines and lines of coders who were boys, like not a girl in sight. We were in a moment in our country where 40% of America's breadwinners were women, where tech was becoming, you know, a job where you could march up into the middle class. But yet women weren't part of this kind of 21st century growth. And so Girls Who Code, you know, became like an opportunity to really close the gender gap. Girls Who Code itself had taught 300,000 young women to code. We've reached millions through our work. And there are other incredible organizations who are doing this work, like, Code 2040 and, Black Girls Code. So, like, there has been a lot of progress. And we were getting to a place, you know, from a policy perspective, we work with a lot of governors across the country in getting them to really move the needle and in getting computer science in the classrooms. And then COVID happened. And you suddenly had, you know, 13 million people, young people who were supposed to, you know, go to school, but they didn't have access to Wi-Fi. And I think we have set generations of young people back. Mm-hmm. And so I think now we're at a moment to figure out how do we double down? How do we reach even more girls, more underserved girls, more Black and Latina girls, more girls under the poverty line? How do we teach them how to code? Because technology more than ever before is becoming an accelerator. This summer immersion program, this summer is going to be majestic. We're going to reach 5,000 girls all across the country, all across the world. You know, half of the students we're going to reach are Black and Latino. Half of them are under the poverty line. And they're going to learn how to build incredible things. They're going to learn how to use technology to be activists and to change the world. They're going to hear from incredible speakers. But it is going to be, you know, a summer where summer camps are being shut down, where kids feel exhausted and lost, when our country is up in flames, and where people are feeling broken and hopeless, this summer camp is going to give girls hope. And I cannot wait till when it launches.
It's always so inspiring to hear from Reshma about the undeniable impact of Girls Who Code and to learn how these young women in the programs will shape our future for decades to come. And we're not surprised to learn that Girls Who Code is responding to the current pandemic with a summer immersion program in partnership with P&G. So here's something good for today. The next generation of leaders and innovators will be a chorus of talented and capable women, energized and encouraged by organizations like Girls Who Code. And our world will be the better for it, because when you bring in different points of view, when you make room for the perspective of women and people of color, the result is great innovation. Girls have incredible ideas and are ready to solve for the problems of tomorrow. We just need to give them the tools to do so. You can help by supporting Girls Who Code at girlswhocode.com. And check out Reshma's best-selling book, Brave Not Perfect, Fear Less, Fail More, and Live Bolder. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.